Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area, of course, and files the news reports and keeps us informed and on our toes. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. I don't know about keeping you on your toes, but...
Yeah, I don't know about the toes part either, yeah. But informed, absolutely. And the good news about Ruth is that when she says something, it has the benefit of being factual.
Oh. Not fake news here, huh?
No. Yeah, or even just contaminated information. I'm done with fake news.
We hope so. Yeah. Yes, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear about Steve.
Yeah. It's just a shocker. Just a shocker. I think Steve was 57.
No, he was a baby. But
I remember Steve. Yeah.
Well, but best way to describe him is a giant teddy bear.
Yeah.
He was just real lovable.
Yep. Yeah.
I told Marshall something, though, that he had said, you know, we've been having, in case everybody's been asleep, we've been having a fair bit of rain. And I remember something, it was more summery, it was Mayish, June-ish, and the forecast was for scattered showers, but we had about 6 inches of rain. And I remember Steve saying, 6 inches of scattered bleeping showers. And it's just, that sums him up. He's just like... He took what he got, but he made it kind of funny.
And yesterday we said so long to NASCAR Dave here.
Yes, that too.
Dave was very quick to point out, and I know this happens, but he was quick to point out that he's not gone forever. He's moving, but... You know,
he'll still have ties with the area, but for us, he'll no longer host Sundays, and he's been hosting Sundays in one shape or another over 3 radio stations for 26 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, wow. 26 years, all volunteer, and that was just the tip of the iceberg.
I have
an
idea.
He did, yeah. Well, he's a staple in this community and such a helpful, and you know, I mean, he made such a difference. And, they'll still be around, but far away is always sad. Anyway, nostalgia.
So that's my news.
Yeah, well, we had a busy week, obviously. The election was top of the list, and our district was really surprised by the close race at the 64th district, and Maria Horn from Salisbury challenged Brian Oler and topped him by 60-some-odd votes.
Yeah.
So we've been going back and forth as to whether there needs to be a recount, and at this point, the Secretary of State is saying no, so it's a done deal.
One of the nicest, beautiful concession letters of Brian Oler wrote that was just stunningly great.
Yeah. Yep, and I heard that around the whole area, that he deserves a lot of credit for, because he is so popular, it really was a shock, and he was... very humble and gracious in his concession. We have lots of other news going on. It was a very busy weekend. Well, first of all, we have a Region 1 story about a fence. They are talking about fencing in the southern part of the campus down near the Vaux Ag Center, and there was quite a bit of discussion during the last week's meeting. Doug Hume saying, I don't want this to look like a prison. You know, we pride ourselves on the beauty of Housatonic, hopefully it will be tastefully done, but the troop police have said, you know, that's an open classroom with kids going back and forth, mostly the VOAG kids, between the building and the barns, and kids going into the science center. So hopefully it will be done well.
Spend the money and put up like a brick wall with a little fence on top of it, so it fits in with the school.
No, that's a good idea. I didn't even think of that.
You see that at houses now, or else where they have stone. But you know, a brick wall that goes up about 3.5-4 feet, and then you have like a white fence on top of it, and at least it goes with the school.
Yeah, this is going to be chain link, wrought iron in the front, but chain link. I don't know that this is a done deal yet, because I think. As I say, there were quite a bit of questions from the board, but it's going to have a special meeting the board is going to have a special meeting soon to vote on this appropriation to get it going before frost sets and the ground. So keep your eyes out and ears out on that one.
I suggest you put a chain link around the superintendent's office.
No. Oh, Marshall.
Maybe electrify it. Just joking, folks. Just joking.
We have this weekend we had the Housatonic Athletic Hall of Fame, which is always fabulous. We had 10 inductees, and again, talking about nostalgia, some of the players who were there years ago, some of the coaches who were there years ago, and they were the speeches were heartwarming, and as so many said, the athletic program at the school has, you know, made them the people they are today. It was really a lovely ceremony. We had lots of veterans programs at the schools this week, veterans programs in the communities this week. We had a farm discussion in Cornwall that was really very interesting, a bunch of farmers speaking about farming and what it means to them, the rewards and the challenges. Just all sorts of things. And there is a fabulous, fabulous display at the Sharon Historical Society about the medical community here, talking about three doctors who really made a huge impact on the community and the medical field in general, and then a retrospective Sharon Hospital. And lots to read, but I would strongly suggest people go.
Was Doc Goodenarch in that?
Well, there's pictures. It's fabulous. There's pictures of old docs, and we were all hovering around trying to see, and there he is. There's a picture of him with a group and a bunch of docs that you'd recognize, much younger, of course, than we were.
But he was if you were to imagine a doctor back in the 50s and 60s, this big, imposing guy,
right,
Doc Goodenarch, and he did house calls on a regular basis.
Yeah,
folks.
A bunch of those guys did, and
he saved
no
my,
more.
You know, he saved my life when I was a kid. I had a terrible case of bronchitis. I was laid up for almost a year, and every day he would come out. Every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a great, great exhibit, and I would urge people to go. I think they'll find it very interesting. We were up in Canaan this week to look at the brewery that's about to open in on December 1st. Great place. What job they've done.
Maybe we can get the Supreme Court Justice come out.
I know. Well, you're in rare form this morning, Marshall. But it's due to open, and great pub area, and visited all the tanks downstairs and the freezer, and it does look like a science lab, but that should really add to hopefully the activity in downtown Canaan. So it was really a very busy week, rain and all, and looking ahead, it's kind of quiet. We do have Canaan Board of Selectmen tomorrow night. It was moved from last week because they couldn't use the room because of the election, and they couldn't do it today because of the holidays.
And the Board of Finance is also, and the Board of Finance is all going to meet in Canaan this week as well. That meeting's coming up this week as well. But to hell with all that stuff. This weekend is the weekend that isn't Festival of Trees open up?
Yes, that's right. forgot to mention that. Yeah, and so we're looking towards Christmas, if you can believe that. Holy cow. Festival of Trees, and I'm sure there are other things. I just don't have a much in here to right now. And looking ahead, the Canaan ZBA is going to be meeting on the 20th. They're going around with the firm out in East Canaan. That's like
the paving
company. Yeah. That just name escapes me. That they're going round and round with on some issues. And then we're going to be right into the Thanksgiving season with Thanksgiving Day dinners, and the community dinner is on for the 22nd in Canaan. That's always wonderfully
at the Pilgrim House.
At the Pilgrim House, yeah. So I am sure there will be things to fill in my calendar. I just, at this point, it's kind of empty, but to be sure, there will be things going on.
It will definitely fill up.
Yes, no doubt. All right. So behave yourself and going forward, Marshall, which is...
Maybe I'll send an invitation out to Brett anyways.
Well, you do that. You can join him for a glass. Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't drink beer.
Okay.
All right, Ruth. We'll
onward and upward.
Yep,
have a good week, guys.
We'll speak to you next week.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report for today. You'll find more information on that and all stories at rep-am.com.